So this is a pretty major update for me personally. Probably close to 10 years in the making, actually. I wanted to be a blogger, content creator, first starting probably about 10 years ago, I would say. Yeah, about 2009, somewhere in that year is probably when I was like, you know what? I wish that I could do that. Writing was something that at the time, like, it was the first thing that I tried to do. And it's of the types of communication of, between like podcasting and doing videos, writing is probably the one that I'm least skilled at of the three. So that was probably not the best one to start out firsthand, start out with first. But the interesting thing is I started out being uncomfortable doing each one of those, and now I'm pretty comfortable doing all three. But what this is all leading at, what this is 10 years in the making for, is that I'm converting my website that is my name.com, so darylperry.com, into kind of a personal catch-all. So right now it's targeted towards just small business marketing, the few blog posts that are on there. But what I did today, I already had some URLs that were redirecting to it, based off of Instagram profiles that I have. So Fit Daryl is one that I have. So fitdaryl.com goes to that website. Marketingdaryl.com goes to that website. And as of today, I created, or I purchased, excuse me, darylperrypodcast.com. And what's interesting about that is that I also, there is an Instagram account that's at Daryl Perry Podcast. There is now a Facebook page that is for at Daryl Perry Podcast. And, I think as all this stuff has been organized, I think it's time that I basically share and just kind of share with you guys, continuing on what I've been trying to do with the podcast, in addition to putting out stuff that's going to help you, just like tell you what my process is and kind of what my day-to-day and the stuff that I'm working through, whether that's fitness related, whether that's as far as small business marketing, like whatever it is that I'm working on. I just want to have, a place where I can put that stuff out. So basically anything that's tied to that website is more personal. This podcast is so personal to me, because like when this started, I had no idea where this was going to go. I told Gary Cantrell flat out, I'm like, the first time I was on this podcast, I'm like, I'm not going to interview people. Now, like, interviews, I love doing interviews. I like just having people come on and chat. I don't even call them interviews. They're just chatting. We call in, we have a phone conversation. Like, that's the whole thing. Or I call you and we have a phone conversation. So I'm really excited because I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm now like through all of the stuff that I've practiced throughout the years. Okay, the first website I had was fitwithcp.com, and that was going to be a blog. It was going to be a lifestyle fitness type thing, just based around CP. And there were some blog posts for it. I don't know the URL for that anymore. I still have the Instagram handle, but I don't have the URL for it anymore. I don't even know how many Instagram accounts I have total. I got a lot. So I was trying to blog with that. I was trying to do YouTube videos with that. And then with Your Level Fitness, I mean, I had the site. I started doing things on social media. I started trying to do experiments with, like, how can you put out daily content? There was the whole almost daily concept started with that on YouTube. And the almost daily is like, so I can put stuff out regularly, but if I miss a day or two, I'm giving myself a little bit of slack because, it's almost daily. And then it came to the podcast, and from the response that you guys have given to these podcasts, the ones that are helping you, I always love getting those messages that, you know what, this particular episode hit me in a certain way, and I'm doing things that I didn't think I was going to be able to do. And when I get those messages, I mean, those are, if you've ever gotten a message from somebody that tells you that you're helping them and you weren't expecting to hear from them. It's a feeling that once you experience it, you really want, like you want to feel it again because you like helping people. And then you kind of like being in this whole weight loss community thing. I know, like, cause I know personally what the feeling is like when that burden is lifted off of you. So to like interact with somebody that that's happening to, and that that's coming from something that they've consumed either on Instagram or heard on a podcast I did, like, it's just, it's an amazing feeling. But the other part of it, and this is, I never really knew the best way to tell my story and, you know, what was going to be the best way to get that kind of information out there. Would people even be interested? And I think that's honestly kind of what everybody feels like when they're thinking about sharing their story. But you guys, like, over the last few months, especially when I've done the more honest, in some ways, therapeutic episodes here and the emotional filled posts, like when something hits me right on Facebook and I like want to write something about it, just the response that you guys have has been it's amazing. It's like, okay, people really do want to hear this stuff. So I'm going to share, I'm going to share a lot of stuff on what's going on with the day to day and really document everything. And I've been doing that here on the podcast some, but it's like, you know, I have this website where these accounts, like the ones that I have the URL for, so there's the URLs for, that forward to this, like there's slightly different reasons. They're all me, they're different parts of who I am are told in a slightly different way. Like Fit Daryl is just so I can have a regular fitness account. Like it doesn't have to be a brand message. If I just want to show you, hey, I'm working out, hey, you know, I'm eating this, like I'll post it there. There is some overlap because Instagram now allows us to post, you know, on multiple accounts at once. Marketing Daryl was just going to be to talk about small business marketing, but I think that whole thing in general, and there is still a Facebook page up for that, but I think that's going to transition into, you know, the stuff I was going to post there, I'll just post on the podcast page of the Daryl Perry podcast thing. And there's so much, like, there's just so much that I can share with you guys. And there's so much that I feel comfortable enough doing it. Like, I will tell you that if I'm writing, I'm not going to write blog posts every day, I don't think. And I don't want to do a lot of like copy and pasting. If I'm going to put something on the website, I want it to be of value. I've already started a project on there where I was revisiting a lot of the excerpts from the Ask Gary Vee book. And it's kind of like revisited, and it's kind of neat for me because, like, I love small business marketing. I love social media. I love how it's all constantly changed. So that's a book that was actually written. It was actually put out in 2016. And there's been a lot of things that still, principle-wise, that are still very tried and true. But there's been a lot of, like, platforms and things that have gone away. So, you know, for me, I'm going to go through the book piece by piece. And, excuse me, I'm just going to create a bunch of different content from it. And a lot of which is just going to be like a written journey, or written journal, excuse me, of like, what is it that I've learned from it? I have so many different things that I can do as far as sharing content with you. But again, Your Level Fitness, if you go to that website, if you go to yourlevelfitness.com, I don't do a ton of content on there anymore. Just basically because so much of the fitness stuff is through Instagram and so many people are coming to the podcast. I mean, if you go on there, basically what you're going to see is the homepage, like what the whole message is about and what the services are, and, you know, but that website itself, I don't know if I probably won't put a lot of individual content on there. At least I'm not thinking of that right now, but darylperry.com, I am definitely going to put some stuff on there. You'll see blog posts. You'll see ways to link to the podcast. But I want it to be unique. So like, if you're going to be on that website, and you're reading through things, I don't want it to just be a simple copy and paste. But I want you to know that because of the feedback from you, I'm finally willing and able. Well, I think I've always been willing, but I just now know that somebody's interested. And, you know, this is all of this stuff. When I look back at everything that's been posted by me on, that I've posted on social media or on a website or a podcast that I've done, like, I'm going to be able to remember what it is that I was thinking. Like, what was I going through? What was I working through? And I did that, like, the other night. I had the Roku on the TV, had YouTube pulled up, and I was watching some of the old YouTube videos. And, like, you know, it was awesome. Because it was like, I was going through these, and I'm remembering, like, what I was thinking when I was putting it together. So that's another reason, like, you guys, if you're, you know, if you're documenting this stuff, just being able to go back and watch it years afterwards and be like, oh, yes. You know, I mean, it's just, you're basically writing your own story. You're the main character in your own story. And, you know, you're getting other folks are coming into your life and some come out of your life while that's going on. But it's just, it's a really neat thing. But I want to thank you, because without your support and encouragement, none of this would be happening. So we'll see where it goes from here. But as of right now, as of February 16th, 2019, that's what's happening. DarylPerry.com and all the URLs that point to it is going to become more of kind of a catch-all personal account on a number of different things. And Your Level Fitness, for the most part, is still centered around getting all of the helpful, useful information that I can get to you so that you can focus on the things that matter when it comes to a fitness or weight loss journey, which is focusing on the things that are within your control, working hard, being patient. I think I need to throw having fun in there too. You really need to enjoy this. And I come back, like, if you're involved in the Instagram fitness community right now, just what an amazing time it is. Because you have the opportunity to have one-on-one conversations with people and develop friendships. And who knows? I mean, you might be friends for a few weeks. You might be friends for a couple years. You might find some lifelong friendships. I can just tell you, in the last year, there's been a lot of new people that have come in, and there's been a whole host of folks that I've been connected with for the last 2 to 3 years that we've just kind of been riding on this together. So thank you guys for just the continued support and the encouragement. And I'm looking forward to it. We'll see what happens from here. But yeah, it's just, it's awesome. So, any comments that you have on this, any questions you have, let me know. DM me on Instagram. We'll do @ Daryl Perry Podcast for this. Or email me. That's Daryl@DarylPerry.com. And that is DarylPerry.com. And, go to the Facebook page. Look it up on Facebook. It is @ Daryl Perry Podcast. So look that up. Like it. If you're listening to the podcast, please leave a, which obviously, duh, if you hear this, you are clearly listening to the podcast. So like the Facebook page. Leave a rating if you would, and just review. Because again, like I've told you guys, when I see that stuff, when I see these reviews, it really just validates everything that I'm doing. Because I've told you, when I record these podcast episodes, I'm typically either sitting out in my car most of the time, or as right now, I'm sitting in my house talking to you. So, but thank you for coming along for the ride, and we'll see where everything goes from here. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you again real soon.